Lord kicking off. They still haven't added that extra point. I don't know why. It's a 17-13 Pioneer lead. Oh! Space! Lord! Oh, Lord! What a game-saving tackle! What a play by the senior kicker from Kenosha. Shoestring tackle. But with a minute 20, Vikings in great field position here to try to take the lead back. There is a flag now.
There's a flag. Might be a holding.
Let's see if that comes back.
It's a couple of them out
there.
Two
flags, yeah. So hopefully that'll be a hold. There we go. Thank heavens. So number 99 gets called, and that's declined. Number 20 gets, and that's accepted. How does number 20 feel? Why does the 99 get the call, Johnny? They must like, they could be picking on somebody.
Buddha wanted to take that one because the yardage would be better.
It's the same. It's a holding. Oh, I see. Yeah. Good call. Johnny on the spot. Pun intended. A better spot. So.
Yeah, all right.
So, fortunately for the Piles, the Vikings will take over at their own 25, but there's still a lot of football left to be played here.
There is.
In a game that's seen three lead changes. Twins right for the Vikings. Tail back on X right. I believe Marcel Love's back in the game. There's a snap. Fakes to the running back. Looking right. Pressure. Got a guy open. Oh, hello, number 11. It's cut. Breaks one tackle. Goes around some good blocking. Now pushed out of bounds at about the 38-yard line. Beautifully designed play.
Well-designed play by the Vikings.
And that could have ran that, too. He had a hole in field, but he spotted number 11 for the Vikings. Wide open here on the right, about 15 yards field. Micah Cadron with the catch.
Got a minute 10 left here, Don.
So almost a 30-yard play there. Elliot Miller with the tackle, finally. Twins right, single receiver, tight left. Love on X right. Love goes in motion, though, to the right, but they get a guy underneath.
Broke a tackle, took another one. Oh, he caught it.
Go! Touchdown, Pioneers!
Sugar.
Wow. And you guessed it, A.J. Harris. They sent right to the flat on the left to the right on the flat, and that fooled everybody. And Harris was underneath some good blocking, just broke away. And guess what? Another lead change. It's now 19-16. Why did that? I don't understand why that point wasn't added. Was that an incomplete? Did he miss a field goal? Next point?
No.
So right, the scoreboard still says 19-16, and I guess we're going by that. I thought the kick was good. They had their hands up in the air in the right way. So the extra point by Messersmith, who missed the last one. Hold is good, kick, and that's over the middle. So it's 20-17. They finally fixed the scoreboard. Vikings back in the lead with 59 seconds left in the first quarter. And we're going to keep it here, Johnny. Do the Pioneers have enough in them to get the lead back before halftime?
Well, I sure think so, Don. There's been a lot of lead changes in the last few minutes here. Very exciting football, back and forth.
Reminds me of the Hagler-Hearns fight.
Yeah.
A lot of knockouts here and a lot of big plays.
Yeah, a lot of punches thrown here and a lot of good open field play. Little suspect, I think, on some of the tackling on the Pioneers' part.
Yeah.
But they have really been up against a good offense, well-designed plays.
If you're
the Vikings came to cause some headaches.
If
today.
You're a Viking fan, two plays, 75 yards and a touchdown. Got to feel pretty good about that in such a short time.
You could just feel the momentum here on the sidelines, the Vikings. They're pretty jazzed up.
They sure are. So the mysterious number 3 back to receive for the Pios. It could be Ja'Kai Bohannon. They have two kickers here. Here's the kick. And it's a deep one. It's going to go out of the end zone, so it'll be a touchback. So, no time taken off the clock. A good feeling for the Pios here. They will begin what should be the last drive of the half with 59 seconds at their own 20-yard line. Can they get the lead back or at least get a tie before we go into the locker room, Johnny?
Well, we sure hope so.
Yep.
Coach Buddha's over there rallying the troops.
So Johnny,
a little pep talk.
The good news is our tarp seems to be working well, keeping our system dry.
Yeah, got a little drizzle here.
Good news for both teams is the field doesn't seem to be wetness does not seem to be a factor. Don't see anybody sliding or slipping down there.
Not yet.
Trips left, single receiver right. Jackson Case in the game on Raby's right here. First and 10 from their own 20. 59 seconds of the half. Raby, quick pass to Case. He's got some openings. Five. He's got a first down and then some. Forced out of bounds, about the 32. They will move the chains. 53 seconds.
Save the clock.
Yep, clock should stop since he was forced out of bounds. That was only an 8-yard gain.
Yeah, he's got a couple yards to go before they can move those chains.
Okay. So they started at their own 25. I get it. Not the 20. I stand corrected. So second down, Case on Raby's right. Trips left, single receiver right, and Josh Hill. 53 seconds remaining. Raby gets the snap. Raby looking to his left. He's got a guy. It's caught by Austin Eichstead. He breaks. Oh! Gets a first down, but
stopped the clock.
Looked like he almost broke it. Stopped the clock for the moment. 46 seconds left. Pio's hustling to the line here.
Moving the
ball
chance,
at our own 45.
Hurry up offense.
Trips right, single receiver left. Quick pass by Raby. He's got Josh Hill. Hill breaks
the
tackle.
He's
got some room. He's got enough for a first down and out of bounds at the 42, 41.
Well-designed play.
Of the
Vikings.
The clock
again.
So clock stops with 40 seconds. So Pioneers showing their efficiency on offense. Two timeouts left for the Pios, three for the Vikings. And someone took the timeout. It might be the Vikings,
Took a timeout
here. A smart timeout from the Vikings coaching staff. Give your fellas a chance to calm down. And they didn't really get much of a rest, you know. They're saying, hey, offense, you know, take a few more plays. Give us a chance to get a blow. That's almost like a three and out, you know.
Right.
But
so I think he's going to tell his guys to play a little bit tighter or take a little chance because those outside passes are just moving the ball real nice for the Pioneers. But that could be risky on two sides.
Could be a pick six.
It could be a pick six.
Yep,
or it could be a guy misses on the pick and he goes in for a long run. So we might see one of those two events.
I really
here.
Like Raby's decisiveness on these quick plays.
Yeah.
They move the ball well. You know, when you're putting up 17 points so far in the first half and you have a chance to maybe get 20 or 24, things are going well. It's just we got to figure out some things on defense against a great Viking defense. We've only had one stop, I believe, and it was an interception. And both teams back out on the field here.
Yeah, so the Vikings are playing very well on their home turf.
They sure are. Trips left, no receivers on the right. Case on Raby's left. Oh, bad snap. Raby picks it up, though. He's rolling out right. He goes long, and it's,
nice.
Well covered there. J.R. Muth had three Vikings on him. And, you know, the snap was a one-hopper, so that kind of Raby had to reach down to get it and then run out of trouble. So I think the play was broken from the beginning. Even a gutsy play there by Raby with the triple coverage on Muth.
That did not look like a typical Josh Raby kind of play.
No, but, yeah, I mean, should have just thrown
triple
it away.
Triple coverage?
Yeah.
Right. Well, anyway, here we go.
Trips left, single receiver right. Case on Raby's left. 34 seconds remaining, second and 10. High snap this time. Raby rolls out left. He's got a quick guy. And that's Santiago Rios out of bounds. Clock stops with 28 seconds. Volunteer or Viking fans want that clock to keep running, thinking he was tackled in bounds.
Well, they sure do, but he wasn't.
So it's about a 3-yard. No, they're calling it a 2-yard gain. It's 3rd and 8 now with 28 seconds left.
3rd and 8's long.
Twins right, single receiver left. Getting loud here. Raby gets the snap. Good protection. He's got a guy. He's open. That's Austin Eichstead for another first down.
First down. And he stopped the clock.
Getting out of bounds there at the 28 of the Vikings.
22 seconds left.
22 seconds left. Close to field goal range. And now the Piles will use one of their timeouts. You know, interesting. I think with the ball being out of bounds, they wouldn't have had to. But they want to take it now.
I think they want to take a longer visit on this one, though.
I just think, Johnny, though, you got the clock stopped, run a play, and then if you need to run the ball, you got two timeouts. You know, if Raby's got to run or if they decide to run it, they would have gotten more time that way. But I think Coach Buddha saw something he liked or maybe didn't like and wanted to have a chat with the fellas to see what can be done here.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Don. So and we'll see what happens when they come back to live action here. We've got 22 seconds left, and the Pioneers are driving. That's a stiff effort here by the Vikings defense.
Oh, gosh.
They are really playing some good defense today.
They sure are. Really not doing much on the run here, and we've had some good openings. But the first drive, Vikings gave up a couple of big runs, but they've been pretty tight. Most of the runs we've had are the three or four variety, closer to one and two, actually. But and good coverage downfield, you know. I mean, there are a few, like I said, that fourth and long to Josh Hill at the nine that set up what was then the go-ahead touchdown, the last touchdown for the Pios. It was really kind of a mystery to me. Trips right, single receiver left, ball on the left hash. Case on Raby's right. 22 seconds remaining. Pios looking to get the lead back, trailing 20-17. Raby gets the snap. Good protection. He's going to the left. Eichstead. Oh, just past Eichstead's outstretched hands. Great coverage there by the Viking corner. I'm thinking that's Atkinson. Pioneers lined up already to run another play. 17 seconds left. A little bit of a breeze coming in here, Johnny, too, which could affect the passing. And you can't fault him for going for Eichstead. He usually wins those battles, just the ball a little bit too long.
I would like to see a first down here with 17 seconds left.
Yeah. Twins right, single receiver left. Case on Raby's left. There's a blitz here. Case did not expect the pass in the flat. Wouldn't have gained much there and would have forced a timeout, I think. So probably a blessing that there was a miscue. So now you're thinking either field goal or just go for the end zone here, Johnny, with 13 seconds left, but you don't want to set the Vikings up with too much time here.
I think they got one more play in them, Don.
I think you try to get the first down over the middle, stay away from the sidelines, and then call timeout for either maybe one or two more plays if you're lucky. Twins right, single receiver left. Case on Raby's right. There's a snap. Maybe pass the left to Eichstead. It's caught. No, Susie. Breckheimer.
Boy, what Reed a place down to the four-yard line.
8 seconds left. Time for one more play before a field goal. Ball at the four-yard line. Wow. Clock stops because it was out of bounds. Reed Breckheimer, the sophomore from Colgate.
8 seconds left. What do you do here, Don?
Corner pattern to Eichstead maybe.
Yeah.
Call Breckheimer's number again. First and goal. They fake the handoff, looking for Breckheimer. He's well covered. Raby drills it in there, but well covered. Flag is thrown. Oh, I don't like the call. It's against the Vikings, but I do not like the call. Atkinson had good coverage there, knocking it away from Breckheimer. I know it's like basketball where they'll call that from behind all the time, but I thought Atkinson was very disciplined on that coverage. You hate to see those kind of calls.
Yeah.
But the good news for the Vikings is 2 seconds left, so they may bring the field goal unit out here.
And they kind of got ripped off there.
Excuse the correction, Breckheimer from Hilbert, Wisconsin. So it looks like they're going to go for it here. They're going for the lead. The ball, they move it. If the penalty.
Yeah, well, they only got 2 seconds left.
So that's the good news for the Vikings. There's only time for one play. And Coach Buda, no guts, no glory. And it is, you know, it's just a 20-17 differential. So Pioneers want to leave the field with the lead. Well, now they're going to take their last time out here and have a quick chat. You know, you got the ball at the 2-yard line, but you really don't have a lot of options, especially the way the Vikings handle the run. And we're going to keep it here. We don't want to miss any of the action. A lot of excitement here. A very controversial interference call, but a moot point because with all the time taken off. Yeah, you wonder, Johnny, if that could be a new rule. You know, they take time off when there's injuries or a penalty on the offense or something like that. But what if there's a defensive penalty? Do you put time back on the clock or do you keep the time on?
You do not put time back
on the
clock.
If that was an intentional interference, you know, it just makes for a good argument for the NCAA or the NFL to have that kind of chat. But I thought Atkinson had great defense on that. Tight coverage already. Raby zipped it in there. Good job whipping it really hard. But a gutsy throw. You know, that could have popped up in the air and been intercepted, maybe ran back. But
yeah,
I saw that arm come around with very minimal contact and knocked it away. I would have kept my hanky in my pocket as much as I want the Pioneers to win.
I hate to see it, but I agree with you, Don. That did not look like it was very flagrant, but like you said, it came from behind. We'll see what see what Coach Buda wants Raby to do here.
So no receivers right. I can see now. No, there's twin packages left.
Boy, I hope he runs it wide to the right.
Case, I can see an option going to the right. And now,
me too. Oh, shoot.
Vikings call a timeout. Yep,
there was no one
there. Yeah.
He could have ran that to the right and had all kinds of room.
It would have been an option, Raby and Case, provided they could get that seal on the right tackle there.
But the Vikings saw it, and they called a timeout. Something was amiss there.
Yep. Kevin Whitman would have been the hero on that if he could have sealed that right outside and they decided to run it. So Whitman.
Guarantee they're not going to have the same kind of lineup this time.
Whitman, the junior from Chicago, from the South Shore, would love to have a victory here in his, not really his backyard, but his home state, his home city. And I'd be willing to bet you, Johnny, Whitman would have an easier time getting here from Waukesha, where we are, than coming from the south side of Chicago, knowing how big this city is, this fair city of ours, of America's. Arguably the greatest American city.
It's a great Midwest city. Chicago's got everything.
A lot of great civic pride.
Yep.
So much fun. I enjoyed living here in my 15 years, mostly in Evanston.
Lots of culture, lots of great music.
Great neighborhoods like Albany Park here on the north side.
Museums.
Not too far from Andersonville. And, you know, actually the Swedish heritage spreads here in Albany Park. There's some great Swedish places here.
But they got the Bears, and that kind of balances all that good stuff.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so here we go.
Here it is. Pistol formation. No.
Last play of the game
here. Raby's left. Tight. Twins. Double tight end here. Here's a snap. Raby's going to run it to left. He's got room.
Touchdown,
Pioneers. To end the half.
Touchdown.
Let's see. So let's make that 23-20. Wow, they really made that look easy, too. Great blocking on that left side.
Got to love my big guys.
Got to shout out Lewis Corey, left guard, Nate Johnson, left tackle. They should get the Jacob Loren here now to make it a 20. So this is the fifth lead change, I think, Johnny. I lost count.
I think it is. It's like five. Back and forth.
This is the kick. And this one's good. Again.
There we go.
So to end the half, the Pioneers take the lead back 24-20. But hold on to your seats. There's a lot of football left to be played. And I see the Viking offense. They'll get the ball to start the half.
What a fun game.
Sure will. Yeah, I'm going to need a break here, Johnny. So let's take one now here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, give us a minute of commercials, please.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Halftime. Here are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back to Carroll University's Pioneer Football live coverage coming to you from North Park in Chicago. What a great half of football we have. Right now, it's us, the Pioneers, 24 to the Vikings home team, 20 points. A lot of action back and forth. What do you think, Don?
Well, Johnny, let's do a count. It started out 3-0, and then it was 7-3. Then it was 10-7. Then it was 13-10. Then it was 17-13. Then it was 20-17. And then 24. That's seven lead changes in one half. This is like the Hagler Hearns classic fight. And for those of you not old enough to remember, look it up on YouTube. But a lot of knockouts from both sides. Who will be standing when it's all over? And Johnny, you got to believe they'll be talking defense in that Pioneer locker room, especially since the Vikings start the half with the ball.
Yeah.
Upon winning the toss at the beginning of the game, so.
Boy.
And you know, their last two scores, a 75-yard drive that took only two plays. Two great pass plays by Matt Eck. Very poised quarterback.
Well, they're doing all the things they need to do on that side of the ball. I mean, I'm really impressed with what's going on with the Vikings defense because, you know, Josh Raby, he typically has a little bit better run thing going on for him, which opens up the pass. But it's been just like you said, Hearns and Hagler kind of back and forth. They're getting him in a corner, fist fighting it out. Somebody gets a punch. Somebody throws back another blow.
Sure. Yeah.
It's just a very exciting football this afternoon.
And it's been a real chess match, too, the way the coaches have countered each other.
Yep.
Some really well-designed plays.
Talk about some gutsy calls like that 4th and 16 on the Vikings, and they make it. You know, I mean, who does that?
And then, we did on the 4th and 17 or whatever it was.
No.
Josh
it's like,
Hill.
It's like, here's
a 31-yard pass play or something like that from Raby.
Right.
You know, it's like
back at you.
In the old days when you'd watch those NFL films of all the great plays, it's kind of like we're watching that, all these great plays in history, but this is all happening in a single CCIW game between our beloved Carroll University Pioneers and the host nation Vikings of North Park University. Whoever thought we'd see such exciting football here in Chicago? People have they agonized over the Bears. They should take a ride out to Albany Park and watch some real offense.
Man, I'm telling you what.
Justin Fields could learn a lot from his counterpart here in Matt Eck, and I'm sure Eck and his family, if they're listening to this, would be very humbled or honored or flattered to hear something like that. But, you know, it's really been a great, you know,
it's just the funnest football I've seen in a long time, dude.
The one play that set up that go-ahead touchdown, the last go-ahead touchdown for the Vikings, they had the tailback going to the flat. Quarterback looks like he's going to run up. He floats one to a receiver here on the left-hand side all alone, and he fights for an extra, you know, that was like a 30-yard play. And the next play, very similar play, but they get that star, that Harris, A.J. Harris, on the left side with some blocking in front of him, and he does the rest, fights through a loop, and goes to the left, and just like that, like, wow. They started the ball two plays, won the 25, now they're in the end zone. It's like, you got to be excited if you're a Vikings fan. You got to be excited if you're a Pioneers fan, and of course nervous, too, when your team's on defense. And these are some great defenses. They're definitely getting challenged today, and you wonder if the wetness is harder for the defense to adjust to than the offense because you're backpedaling.
Right.
So
don't want to get burned, you know.
But,
so they're trying to keep those guys in front of them.
You know, we knew we were going to have to broadcast outside, but we are at least close enough to the box to get access to electric, and we were worried about the weather. Weather has not been a factor. Any rain we've had has been very slight. You can count the number of drops on our tarp, doing a great job protecting our field, if you will, or our system. So, but you know, they're both teams going deeper in the lineup, so we got to get that master lineup. If you have that, Johnny, or it might be I have it in my backpack in the thing. So Johnny, give me a break. I'm going to go inside the box here and get it, and you entertain the folks.
Okay.
Tell us some more your thoughts about that.
Sure. So
right
here's some of my observations here. Here's what's going on in my mind. The Vikings, the home team, they're executing on both sides of the ball very, very well. And what's happening with the Pios is that they are missing just ever so slightly on some pass plays or a block is missed, and that's keeping these Vikings in a very solid position to be very competitive in this contest. So that's really the crux of what I see as why this game has gone so back and forth. Now, if the Pioneers can come back and execute very crisply, very good football, I think you're going to see a little more of a lopsided score here, but they got to catch those balls. They got to make those blocks. They got to just take off and make a little bit better decisions on Raby's part. Some of these are very close. And if they're executed in favor of the Pioneers, you're going to see a different offensive experience here. That's my take on it, Don.
Yeah. Oh, you're comparing the Pioneers and Vikings to the Bears?
No, not quite that bad. I think the Vikings are doing a great job. They're just very impressive.
Well, that's what I mean.
Today.
They're better than the Bears.
Yeah. Well,
this
okay.
is Chicago's home team.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, and like I said, Don, the Pioneers are just they're just a little bit off. You know, they got to sharpen up their edges and execute
they
their
sure
plays
do.
Just a little better,
yeah.
And then you get a little bit whole so, different experience here.
Yeah. So some corrections, Johnny. Returning kicks for us. It's not number three, Ja'Kai Bohannon. It's number three, Jacob Simon, the 5'7", 165-pound junior from McFarland, Wisconsin. So apologies to Jacob and his family if you're listening. He's been demanded. Big question is we haven't seen Kian Miller in the lineup, and Kian Miller is working on some records on kick returns, and he's part of that receiving rotation. And then we haven't seen Legs, the starting tailback, Nick Legnoli.
Yeah,
he was in
well,
the two deep as a starter. So
right.
Maybe he was hurt during the week. I haven't heard any
very suspect
intel
there.
On that. Maybe when the coaches come back up in the box here, we can maybe ask about that. So, but, yeah, some notes for you and me, Johnny, is we can try to connect with someone from the when we get here early enough to these games is get some updates on that so we can be better informed.
Right. So, well. It's all about having good information,
yeah,
right?
It sure is. And speaking of information, let's take another break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Go ahead, Anya. Take it away.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to live coverage of the game. This is John and Donnie. Don and John.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back, everyone, to Carroll University Pioneer Football live coverage via WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM. What a great football game we're seeing here this afternoon. Just back and forth. Don mentioned 7 lead changes a little while ago. We're looking for another great half. I think we're going to see a little bit more of the same. We get a little more crispness, a little more execution on the Pioneers side. I think we're going to have a little bit more scoring, but we gotta do something with that defense.
Sure do. Well, it's not so much about doing some of their defense, it's doing something about that very potent, multifaceted Viking offense. And here at halftime, again, the Pioneers are up front 24-20 on the Vikings of North Park. But again, it's been a real humdinger. Johnny and I are just kind of resting here. It's like, I feel like we're playing in the game with all the action that's been going on. 7 lead changes. Gosh, how many passing touchdowns? One of the things where another disadvantage here, Johnny, on the road is, you know, back home at Schneider Stadium, we get the quarterly stats, and we can give you so much more intel that has not been made available to us here, unfortunately, at North Park. So some things for us to work on as we move forward in our partnership with Carroll. And luckily, next week we're back home at Schneider Stadium against Illinois Wesleyan, and that's Big Brother's Little Brother's Day that the football team's involved in. So. I think that's a wonderful promotion for Coach Buda and his young men to be involved in for sure. And 2 weeks from now, we'll be on the road to Augustana. And as I understand, Augustana's got a more elaborate, sophisticated setup, you know, long football tradition there, as we know. So, but we'll certainly do some advanced work on there, Johnny, find out what our needs are or what's available to us. And,
yeah.
But really miss those quarterly stats and from Mike Westermeyer and company. So, but
well, that's a hats off to that whole Carroll University program over there.
Top shelf.
They just really treat everybody like royalty over there. They're so organized, and such great hosts. So, I just love doing games over there. So, thank you to that entire staff.
Absolutely. So, yeah, and Mike Westermeyer, if you're listening, thank you again for everything. And, of course, Mike works for Mike Shulis, the athletic director, has done an amazing job with the overall Carroll athletic program. So we see a player coming out for Pioneers in a sling. Wonder if that might be Jake Binkowski, who fell on an attempted interception in the end zone.
Yeah, I think so, Don. I think maybe his shoulder or something.
Let's see how Binkowski measures up here. Yeah, he's 6'2", and that gentleman was fairly tall. So, yeah, that could very well be Binkowski. And that's obviously a big loss for the Pioneer defense. But if I remember from Coach Buda, his backup, Evan Holm, has seen a lot of action, and they've got a lot of faith in him. And he's a Green Bay boy like you, Johnny, so football's in his blood from Preble High School. And But tough to see this early in the season. Hopefully it's just out for the game or maybe a couple games. So Binkowski, one of the great leaders of this defense, a junior. Actually, I'm sorry, Binkowski's from, oh no, yeah, Evan Holmes from Green Bay. Binkowski's from Pulaski, went to Pulaski High School. So,
well, that's right in the neighborhood there.
Sure is.
Everybody
sure
loves the players from Pole Town. They're tough kids over there, a bunch of farm guys. And they don't take any sass from anybody.
No doubt.
They got a good program over there, and there's a lot of good football players out of there. You know, you talked about Kimberly before. What a high school powerhouse that is.
Yeah, no doubt.
They've been rocking and rolling for a long time.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm going to use, I got our curl roster here. I can put the rest of this paperwork back. I might just dump this back in the office here. So, but Johnny, if the game gets out early, there's certainly a lot of things we can do in this fair city.
It makes
me wonder if a lot of these restaurants are open from my Chicago days, my Evanston days in particular.
Yeah, you were telling me that this used to be kind of part of your old stomping grounds down
there. You know, college football Saturdays for me was always in Evanston, and I was there during the Gary Barnett era when the Wildcats, the typical dungeon dwellers, basement dwellers of the Big Ten, won their opening game against Notre Dame and then ran the table except for one loss, their second loss of the season, after beating Michigan and a lot of the Big Ten stalwarts to win the Big Ten and go to the Rose Bowl for the first time since 1949. Johnny, can you tell me who that one loss was in 1995?
Well, no, Don, because I'm not a sports savant like you are. So
I wouldn't expect you to know that. Miami of Ohio. They beat Lou Holtz's Notre Dame on national TV.
Oh, boy.
At South Bend.
That had a sting.
And a big letdown. But they finished the season with no other losses. Their only loss after that was in the Rose Bowl to USC when they had Rob Johnson, the quarterback, and Keyshawn Johnson, the receiver. But a lot of great stars from Pat Fitzgerald, who was recently let go as head coach of Northwestern, was an All-American linebacker on that team. Darnell Autry, a star running back. We're
going
to take a moment here to ask the coaches if they can give us some stats here. So, thanks. Hey, Coach. Can you tell me about how Binkowski's doing? Is that him in the sling? Okay, all right. Is Keon Miller out too and Nick Neglioni? He'll be it. Okay, great. Thanks, coaches. Good luck. So we got the intel, and I think this is like their student coaching staff, so they kept it all very close to the cuff and respectfully. But Binkowski's definitely out for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And, that creates a big challenge for our Pioneer defense, but we see Binkowski out there cheering the guys on during the warm-ups, drinking a soda. If he's out for the game, maybe it's a beer, Johnny.
I kind of highly doubt that.
Yeah, those carbs and proteins.
I don't think so, Don.
You know? Good boy from Green Bay.
At least that's not an Achilles heel.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, thank God.
You know, it was an actual injury guy took a pretty hard fall there.
Yeah, if I can make a comment on that, too, about the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. You hate to see that to happen to somebody, but the way that was all marketed, that whatever they call that stadium now, MetLife or whatever it is, where the Giants and Jets play.
Yeah.
Pitch black, lights, the whole 9/11 tribute, beautiful. The Jets come out. Then Rodgers comes out all by himself, American flag, like he's the savior of the day. And then, four plays, two sacks, including the season, maybe career-ending injury at the hands of Leonard Floyd. And the Jets defense win the day, as well as the running game. And it just goes to show you, we're the sum of our parts. We put all this worship on one guy, whether it's politics, sports, music, whatever that is. But it was the Jets that carried the day. And, you know, you'd hear the broadcast. Yeah. He said, boy, if Rodgers was in there, he would have picked that even. So, well, he was in there, and he wasn't mobile enough. He got every time the Bills put a rush on him. And, you know, I don't think they might not have won with him in there. But
and I think that was a problem that was identified a couple of years ago, that he was not as mobile.
He didn't have the wings that he once had in his prime at Green
Bay.
That you need to play
that position under that scheme.
Yep.
You know, so... Sorry, thank you so much for all the great play that you gave us.
And all the money. And we lost the first round pick. We were actually we were rooting for him to do well. But so, but hey, plenty now for the Packers to cheer about in this Jordan Love era, and I couldn't be happier for him. I remember watching him at Utah State. I knew he was a special player. Maybe not a first-round pick, but somehow Matt, what's the coach's name? Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur. Sounds like a hockey player. Guy LaFleur. Matt LaFleur liked Love so much, he didn't want to risk losing him in the second round. So, but
I just love that kid.
There's only been one game played, but still very promising when you're playing one of your big arch rivals in their house.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, Bears defense always, you know, come to dance.
Yeah, okay. But, we'll see how they do against some of the other guys, the whole scheme, too.
It all goes back to the whole sum of the parts. You know, the overall team and the approach of the Packers when the defense played well. So, but we'll see how they do. They're on the road again. Unusual on the road, first two games of the season.
Right.
Usually it's the other way around, or you split it. But a lot of football left to be played this year. Yeah. And gosh, just, you know, the second half coming up, too, will certainly keep us busy. So, and looks like about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes for a kickoff. So let's take a break one more time here in the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back, everyone, to WAUK's live coverage of Pioneer Football at North Park in Chicago. We are experiencing a great game. We're just getting ready to kick off the second half in another minute and 20 seconds. We'll have another kickoff. And, Don, I think we're going to have a very, very exciting second half.
You got it. And, Johnny, if I can cut in here, I'm looking at Matt Eck, the starting quarterback for North Park, and you look at him, and he looks like maybe the starting quarterback on our Waukesha South Blackshirts JV team. He's like 6'1", 185, so a little deceptively taller than what we see in the field. But
sure,
he plays like a seasoned veteran.
Yeah, he's cool, calm, and collected back there.
The only blemish was that interception, which is really a great play by Bohannon. And that opening drive, that's the only time we stopped North Park.
Yeah. And I think that has something to do with the play calling on from the Vikings too. They're taking what the Pioneers are giving them, you know.
Yeah,
so they're getting away with a couple of mishaps, but you know, if they Pioneers tighten things up, I sure hope we have a little different half.
And you know, it was a great atmosphere. I love the fan base here for the Vikings. They know their football. They've been interacting with us and listening to our broadcast here in person and. Responding positively. They liked my critique of the interference call on their corner.
Yeah.
Thought he did a great job there. That was Atkinson, no relation to George Atkinson. But, so, Johnny, what are your thoughts about the second half?
Well, like I've been saying, you know, I think what's going to happen is that we're going to see a lot of the same. I think we're going to try to establish the run, try to get things tightened up a little bit. And, you know, I'm just really hoping to see a little better, cleaner execution from the offensive side of the ball from the Pioneers. And that's all that I'd really like to see. It's just not typical Pio ball right now. And I think if they do, they can really do some damage.
So Jacob Laurent ready to kick off. Laurent had a game-saving tackle. Fortunately, it was called back. But that was a nice run back. Two receivers back for the Vikings under head coach Niall Rooker. And I've got A.J. Harris, and that could be Marcel Love, the other guy. So they got starters back there returning these kicks. They mean business here in the second half. Laurent ready to kick. And it looks like a short one here. Harris will get it. The 25 cuts in, brought down just past the 30. A decent return for the Vikings in business and decent field position.
It's a respectable run back. Very nice.
And here comes Matt Eck and company.
Number one, A.J. Harris.
Yeah, that was A.J. Harris. Lawrence got a leg on him. You know, he played soccer. I think he has some scoring records at Carroll Soccer. And you'd figure you'd like to see him try to split the uprights on the kickoff and just have him touch it back.
The wind is picking up a little bit.
There is a little wind, and it's coming from the other side here. Yep.
So here we go.
So coming from the northeast. Twins left, running back on the right. It's going to be the tailback here. It looks like
hit hard.
Good smash mouth there. He does get it. Looks like a long yard there, maybe a little more. And that's, Quadrell Hill, the backup to Marcel Love. They'll give him two on that. So second and eight. 14:31 remaining in the third quarter. Pioneers leading 24-20. Lead has changed seven times. So the big question is, who has the ball? Right now it's the Vikings. They got Twins left, ball in the right hash. Tight receiver right here in A.J. Harris. Quadrell Hill on X left, shotgun. That gets a pass, fakes a handoff to Hill.
Trouble!
Sacked! A big sack!
Wow, he came out of nowhere.
That's our guy, number 43. Travis Runberg, the junior from Cumberland. A play he'll remember for many years to come. That was like Johnny the Loss. Let's see, from like the 34 all the way to the 23. So about 9 yard loss there. Yep, they're calling it 3rd and 19, but that hasn't scared the Vikings too much, as you know. 13:36 and counting. Twins left, tight receiver right. Quadrell Hill, no different running back here. That might be Marcel Love back in the game. They switch sides now, Love and Eck. Snap. And I think we had some early movement here. They're going to do a draw there to Love, interestingly enough. So that might have played in the Vikings' favor there with the offsides. I think they might have just been setting up for a punt, but kind of surprised the way that they've converted successfully on these long situations. So.
Well,
now, you remember, the Vikings started the game. Their first series was an interception. They came back and put up 20 points, so I wouldn't be too discouraged if you're Viking Nation out here, and I'd still be on guard and rigorous if I'm the Pio defense.
Got a long ways to go here, 24 yards for a first.
So, Twins left, Love on X right, tight end goes in motion to the right from the left, and it's another drop play. Love's got a hole, it bounces out of it, brought down by a host of Pios, which include Jim Clem.
Well, you got to like that series.
And Elliot Miller, number 16.
Shut him down here.
So it's fourth down, and the punting unit comes in. First time we've seen a punt from either team, I believe, Johnny.
Number 35, Carson Blatchford.
Carson Blatchford is your punter. And back to receive is Semen.
Almost blocked.
It's a beautiful boot. Almost blocked. Oh, he fumbled it.
Oh, no.
Looks like the Pios have it. Let's see. It's a scrum. Pioneers hang on. Thank heaven.
Oh, my gosh.
That ball just bounced off Jacob Semin.
Wow.
If that Pio coverage guy picks that up, he's gone. They just couldn't field it cleanly. Thank heavens.
That was like a grease pig.
I know in high school they coach you to fall on that. And I don't know if you can advance a muff on a punt.
Well,
no
one could hang on to it. One guy had it, so then it slipped.
Yeah,
the other guy
boy,
had it.
Boy, a huge break.
Boom, boom, boom. So, wow, what a break. I mean, you got
maybe,
it.
Maybe if Keon Miller's healthy, maybe he will come in. So ball marked at the – I got to figure the spot out here. It's back at the 33-yard line. of the Pios. Twins right, single receiver on the left in the form of Josh Hill. Mikey Coleman in on Raby's left. And the refs are conferencing here, probably over the spot of the ball or something.
Well, that was an exciting recovery.
I think they brought the Classic 8 refs down for the game, Johnny, with this conference now.
Jeez Louise.
We'll see. All right, now we're back at it. Uh-oh. So this is a huge drive for
Looks
the Pioneers.
Like they're moving it, moving in Pio's favor here.
Yep, that would seem right. I don't know.
Not quite sure why that happened there.
I think it's just where the ball was spot. Yeah, I think in the confusion they But they good news, Pioneers move up to their own 39 here. 12:15 in the third quarter. Pioneers get the ball back, forcing a punt on a big sack. Twins right, single receiver left. And it's a handoff to Mikey Coleman. He's got a hole on the left and tripped up after a three-yard gain. So the Viking defense holding true on the run. Good hole. If Coleman doesn't get tripped, he's got some big yardage there. Clock runs, 12 minutes and counting in the third quarter. Second and 7, they're calling it. Ball in the 42 of the Pios. Trips right, no receivers left. Coleman on Raby's right. 11:47 and counting. Raby looks to the sideline here as they take some clock off. And here comes a snap. It's a handoff to Coleman on the left this side. Some good blocking up front. Coleman pushes forward for another 3 or 4. Again, good job by the Vikings coming up from the backfield to stop that.
Those are tough earned yards.
Jeff Fisher and Jadon Miller and the tackles on that. Sorry about that, Johnny. Third and short situation, a common theme from the first half. Trips right, single receiver left. Mikey Coleman on Raby's left. Will Coleman get the ball again? Looks like we might get a blitz here. Vikings are selling it. Nope, they back off. Gets a snap over the middle.
Oh.
Well covered, yeah. Nothing there for Josh Hill. Boy. Well covered.
Ay, ay, ay.
Jason Atkinson on the coverage again. So it sets up 4th and 3, and the punting unit comes out, and this is the first time we're calling on our guy. Noah Streveler. Back to receive, and that might be Marcel Love, if I read the number correctly. .10:53 left in the third quarter. And that's
nice
a good
punt.
Punt. It's going to the left side. Bounces at the 20. Bounce out of bounds about the 19. So no return.
Yes. No.
But Vikings get the ball back. And I got to tell you, Johnny, I wouldn't mind if they trade possessions here, slow things down a bit. Give you and me our chance, us old-timers, for our hearts to settle down.
Right. But a lot of lead changes going on here.
Another siren
in the first
coming
half.
Through here in Chicago.
First 5 minutes of this half, it's
sure
been a back-and-forth kind of thing. A little more conservative ball, I would say.
Travis Runberg, the big story in the big nine-yard sack. So we got Twins left, no receivers right. Quadrell Hill back in on Matt X left. Tight end goes in motion to the right. They fake to Hill. Oh, he rolls
pressure.
Out of trouble. He's under pressure from Helios Martinez. It's caught. Oh, what a hit.
Not much there, Don.
Nope. And that's number 43 again. Can you guess his name, Johnny? Travis Runberg.
That quarterback was under Cumberland. A lot of duress.
He was. Yeah, you got to credit Helios Martinez from the pressure on that. Coach Buda talked about him in the camp or in the summertime that he's a great rusher, and if he could just close, well, he didn't close. He certainly forced a short yardage result.
That pass came out of the end zone, dude.
Yeah, you're right. He was pretty far back.
Ekwes. He was. He was in a lot of trouble.
Wasn't
back
expecting
there.
The kind of pressure from the speedy Helios.
So things have changed just a little bit.
Sure has. Helios Martinez. All right, so Twins right this time. Ball in the left hash. Tight receiver left. Quadrell Hill on X right, 9:50 and counting, and he fakes, going long, nobody there. He got hit as he threw it, and I think he was just looking to get out of trouble.
And he did.
And we got to give credit where credit's due.
Looks like there's a flag out there, but
Is it a late hit?
I don't know.
I don't think that's a flag, though. It's
it's a mouth guard.
From the soccer team or something.
Okay.
So, but you got Damon Loker put pressure there on Eck to force that. So, big third and 10 play. Twins left, trips right. Running back on the right there.
Offensive.
And the flag is down.
He moved.
Was it movement or was it offsides?
No, he moved.
Pios are clapping.
Moved.
Vikings walking backwards.
Yep.
So another break for the Pios. So instead of third and 10, it's third and 15. And again, we cannot rest on a long yardage situation. That's Eck and his team have excelled on that. Trips right. Same formation, though. I think that's Marcel Love in the game now on X left. Yep, Love's in. And they've used Love in a receiving capacity with great success.
Trying to get the play in.
9:30 and counting here. Big third and 15. Eck going deep again. He's going to run it. No, he's going to pass. He's got a guy wide open. They will move the chains. Wow. Jacob Drexler in the flanker spot got open underneath the coverage and ball all the way at the 38. So like I said, that third and long, extra long, is kiss of death for our Pios when the Vikings have the ball. 9:03 and counting, first and 10, ball at the 38 of the Vikings. Tight formation here. Twins right, tight receiver left. Quadrell Hill on X right. 8:51 and counting. Here's the snap. Eck looking to his right. A quick pass, a floater, incomplete. He was going for Jeremy Mbago, who scored the first touchdown for the Vikes. So it's second and 10. Clock will stop at 8:44.
Those two guys are not on the same page. That timing pass was not there.
But just like with the Pios, you see some quick decisions there from Eck, just like you do with Raby.
That was a one-read look.
Yeah, you know, you put it where no one else can get it but for the receiver, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, those usually run in the end zone, though. Twins left, Hill and right, tight end in motion to the right. It's going to go to Hill. He's going to go to the right. Some good blocking, and he pushes forward for a respectable six-yard gain. Quadrell Hill and some really nice design play. Almost like a right side draw. Or a trap, I mean. 8:28 and counting. It's third and three. They're giving him 7 yards on that. Ball on the 45. A big third down play here for the Pios. Twins left. Eck under center here with Hill way back. It could be a running play to Hill here. Let's see. And no, it's a play action. Trouble. He's got to get it.
Intercepted. He's going to go. 20, 15, 10, 5.
Damon Loker with the pick six. Wow, what a big play. Pioneers, a defensive touchdown.
Oh, boy.
To open things up just a little bit. Wow. Who got pressure on that, Johnny, that forced Eck to throw the underhand there?
I don't know, but Eck should have never thrown
that ball. It came from the right
side.
It was an outside. I think it was the outside linebacker.
He was being tackled when he threw it. And
I wish I got a number on that.
Went from bad to worse.
Loren in for the extra point, but huge play. So that's the secret, Johnny. No more third and 15 or 6. You can give him third and 2 or 3 and shut him down.
Right.
But it was a play action, as I anticipated. Extra point is good. But one of our guys came in to force Eck. Eck didn't want to give up the yardage, and he tried doing an underhand play. Thought he had a guy, but instead it was a perfect pass to Damon Loker. Almost like a shortstop to a second base there, trying to get the double play, trying to get the force out. And Loker ran in with a blocker in front of him and no Vikings in sight. So a huge, huge break.
Right.
As the Pioneers now lead 31-20 with 8 minutes left in the third quarter. And I think let's go to station identification on you here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to live coverage. This is Don and Johnny.
Anya, and welcome back, everyone, to live coverage via WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM. We're covering the Pioneer football game in North Park in Chicago. And what an exciting
game.
Great,
Johnny. So, Johnny, before we get too excited, Pioneer's leading 31-20. Let's remember Pioneer scored on a 75-yard drive with two plays. Now trailing 31-20. You know, again, they're going to be hangry. And it's Marcel Love going to return the kick at the 9. He's going straight forward, cutting to his right. And the Pioneers are there.
Much better containment on
down
that
at
run
the 23.
Back,
yeah. So, oh, that was, I'm sorry, A.J. I thought it was Marcel Love. My bad. A.J. Harris, so thank you. Mea culpa. It's hard with the black jerseys. You can't read those numbers. Going to him. Got it. Let's understand. He was all CCIW two seasons ago. So, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
7:54 left in this quarter.
Yep. Eck and company come out. I see. Nope. There's Marcel Love now. Twins left. No receivers right. Ball in the right hash. 7:54. Pioneers leading 31-20, but the Vikings will not let that stand if they can help it. Ike back to Eck, back to pass. Comes out of the pocket.
Got some trouble.
He's sacked again. So that's the second sack of the half, maybe the third. And number 91 has to come out for a play. Eck's a little shaken up. He might have to come out. Let's see. He's a tough kid from South Bend, Indiana. Clayton Huber from Ham Lake, Minnesota with the big sack. So great adjustments at halftime.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Coach Buddha saw something, told his guys.
Let's not rule out Zach Pfeffer, the defensive coordinator. Right, I think he had a few words to say about it.
Yes, he did.
But Pioneers coming out with a vengeance. Second turnover of the game was a pick six in this opening drive. The third drive.
That last one was a covered sack.
So we got trips right here, ball in the left hash, second and 12. 7:12 remaining. Ball to 21. X looking to his left. He's got a guy. He's caught a great catch. He skied for that one. That's number 85. And they don't have a number here. Let's see what the Wesley McLeod trips right here. They get a snap off right. He's looking to his left. He's got McLeod again. This time he's wide open. Wow! He gets nailed out of bounds.
McLeod again.
By the Drake Emanuel. He made McLeod pay for it, but the fact that McLeod was that wide open. So already 6:47, and Vikings are back in Pioneer territory at the 41-yard line. Twins right, single receiver left. And a quick pass to Love in the left flat. Love, they get him down for a short yardage. Great pursuit there by number 35, Amaron Bridges, the freshman from Racine Case High School. So second and 8, 6:21 and counting, ball in the 39. That was a big tackle by the freshman. Could have been a big run there by Marcel Love.
Two earlier big catches at McLeod. He's got great hands.
Sure does. McLeod lined up in a tight flank spot here next to the tight end. Twin package right here, ball in the left hash. Marcel Love on X right. McLeod goes in motion, comes back. And they fake. Oh, it's a little shovel pass to McLeod. But he's met again.
Not
that's
fooled
it.
That time.
That's Loker again. Damon Loker had the pick six on a similar play. A well-designed play. They faked to the tailback. McLeod goes in motion in like a tight end play. But Damon Loker was all over that. So we now have a 3rd and 7, 5:33 remaining in the third quarter. Pioneers leading 31-20 thanks to a pick six by Damon Loker. Single receiver right, trips left. Pistol formation with Marcel Love behind Eck. It's going to be a blitz. Eck chased out of pocket. He's so long. He's got a guy. It's caught, but he's out of bounds. He shouldn't be able to stand the penalty yet because he was out of bounds. He can't come back in. The receiver was out of bounds. He caught it.
They're giving it to him.
No. That's what the flag's for, Johnny. They got to discuss this. Unless it's interference on the Pioneers. I don't know, but they're saying he went out of bounds. Caleb Jones, Viking coaches saying he got pushed out of bounds, but coaches will confer. Now Rooker all the way out in the field here. Very deceiving. He's got a T-shirt on. I'm assuming that's him. Viking fan saying he was
pushed
out.
There's no way that
I thought he had a good enough break on the receiver that the receiver wasn't even near the play.
No, he was out, man.
Yeah, and it was a good pattern, kind of like a backwards
defensive interference
hook,
right at the bottom, but, you know, maybe it's a horse piece. I give it to him anyway.
So let's see what the call is here.